here's a story from The World.
Tunisia is considered the birthplace of the Arab uprisings. The North African nation overthrew its dictator a decade ago. While other Arab nations struggled to transition to democracy, Tunisia adopted a new constitution, set up elections, and guaranteed freedom of speech. But Tunisia's gains were suddenly dashed this summer when the president, Kais Saied, disbanded parliament. He also said he would choose which parts of the constitution he would follow. Today, he named a new government. From Tunis, reporter Lilia Blaise joins us to walk through the latest developments. Lilia, President Saied seized power in July and parliament remains suspended. But now the president has approved a new cabinet. Can you explain what's going on here?
Yeah, so after the president grabbed power in July, he also enacted a presidential decree in which he holds all the legislative and executive power. He also appointed a new prime minister and gave her the leverage to appoint new ministers and form a government. But on paper, she does not have that many power.
And it's interesting, this new prime minister is a woman, the first woman to lead the government in Tunisia, but of course she's kind of been handicapped from the start. Who is she?
Yeah, so Najla Bouldin, she's a geologist, she's an academic, she's very well respected in her field, but it's also controversial because she's the first woman to have the job, but also without any power at all. And it's difficult to know how much leverage the president will give her or independence.
Wow, that's interesting. Lilia, who are the people who have been named to this new government?
So basically, it's a lot of technocrats, people from the university world, a lot of academics, people also close to the president. He's kind of staying true to what he says, appointing people who are not from any political background, who have a sort of clean slate regarding corruption. But it's difficult to know if those people can actually follow through reforms because they are not from the political world, as I said. So people still have mixed feelings about this situation.
So it's interesting that people are sort of impressed with the individuals he's naming because they don't have any taints of corruption, but it's still not clear if he's going to allow them to do anything.
Yeah, we really have to see what's going on next. What is interesting is that a lot of people are hopeful because there was so much political turmoil before. We had more than 10 governments in 10 years. They never had enough time to actually implement reforms. So there is a lot of hope that Kais Saied will be able to sort of change things. But it's still very difficult to know, you know, because there are also so many challenges for the economy that we don't know how much he will be able to deliver.
Yeah, Tunisia's economy is in serious trouble. The new prime minister, Boudin, said she's promised to raise living standards and restore faith in the state. What challenges does this new government face?
I would say the main challenge is that economy is in really bad shape. Part of the problem was, as I said, political instability. There still is a lot of corruption. There is also Tunisia. He's very in debt and has been living on borrowed money from international loaners. The International Monetary Fund says that there is no loan in the works for now. Everything has been on standby since the 25th of July. So Tunisians are mostly waiting for the country to restart again. On the other hand, there is still a lot of hope. And so I think it's also a good sign.
That was reporter Lilia Blaise speaking to us from Tunisia's capital, Tunis. Thanks so much.
Thank you.